Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Alive and Well podcast. I'm a pastor at Awaken Church in Rome, New York, and these short messages are the summary of my sermons each week. It's my hope and prayer that today you find inspiration in something you hear, only so that you can live out your life as a fully devoted follower of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to take another look at a mountain in the Bible. Let's explore the sacred space of Scripture and the spiritual battles that still echo today, such as one of the Bible's most dramatic stages, Mount Carmel. So come on, let's dive in. Mount Carmel wasn't just chosen for Elijah's showdown with the prophets of Baal because it was scenic. It was sacred. This was a contentious mountain, a place of spiritual tension where Yahweh was constantly challenged by false gods. Known for its lush vegetation, Carmel, literally meaning garden, was considered holy by many ancient cultures. It was called the Holy Head by Egyptians, and by the Assyrians they called it the Mountain of Baal, of the Promontory. Pagan rituals to gods like Adonis and Baal were common, especially because this ridge seemed blessed by the rain, and they claimed to control it. So when Elijah called for a showdown on Carmel, it wasn't random. It was enemy territory, Baal's turf. But before the fire fell, God first took Elijah through a season of preparation. Let's remember, 1 Kings 17, go hide yourself, Elijah. Chapter 18, go present yourself, Elijah. That's the rhythm, hiding, then confronting. We all go through those seasons. And in the hiding, we're tested, shaped, and reminded that we cannot force the fire, but we must wait for God's timing. When Elijah finally meets Ahab, he's labeled the troubler of Israel. And that's often how it goes, isn't it? God's people get blamed for the trouble that sin actually causes. Elijah turns it back and says, no, you're the troubler. You've abandoned Yahweh. And that's the moment of truth, you know. And so there's this challenge issued. Two altars, two sacrifices, and one test. Let the God who answers by fire be God. But when Elijah turns to the people, he asks the question we all have to face. How long will you limp between two opinions? That word limp is also translated dance, as in dancing around the altar of Baal. Playing games with worship, one foot in, one foot out. And what's the response from the crowd? Silence. Because silence is easier than decision. But silence is not neutral. It's compromise. So Baal's prophets, they go first. They dance, they shout, they cut themselves. Nothing. No answer. Why? Because Baal can't speak. He can't see, he can't hear, he's not real, he's just a reflection of human effort and religious hype. Meanwhile, Elijah rebuilds a broken altar, and that's important. Worship begins not with performance, but with restoration. And when the fire of Yahweh falls, it's not a flicker, it's consuming. It licks up the stones, the sacrifice, even the water. It's the kind of fire that only comes down, not something we stir up, but something that God sends down in power. Now, this story isn't just about Elijah versus Baal. It's about the decision that every generation must make. Who will we worship? See, there's no room for divided hearts, not in Elijah's day and not in ours. So here's the call. Stop limping. Choose this day whom you will serve. And let's rebuild the altar, not with hype or noise, but with surrendered hearts, ready for the fire of God to fall once again.
Hey, I hope that you found something today that inspired your heart and your faith in Christ. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe, leave a comment, let others know about this. But God loves you. And if you are looking for a church, come on, visit us at Awaken Church. You can find us out on awakenrome.com for more information. Or better yet, just visit us on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Remember, live like you're blessed and covered by God's favor today. Thanks for listening.